SBS Radio.
She is a Filipino-Australian female tennis player who won the recently concluded Andrade Cup 18-under champions, Crystal Mildwaters from Perth. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Well, congrats for your win.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Okay. How is your experience so far in your holiday in the Philippines?
Well, I've been here for 5 weeks and I've loved it. I love spending time with my family. I've been training a lot and traveling to different places, just looking at how amazing the Philippines is.
Okay, so can you say a bit of that, you know, places that you've been to?
Sure. I went to Camotes Island and we went island hopping, which was amazing. The weather was incredible. We went to Palawan to visit some more family and we went coconut picking and things like that. Spent whole days on the beach, which was amazing to get a rest. I went to Manila for the Andrade Cup. Mm-hmm. I've been mostly spending my time in Cebu City.
Okay, so you did enjoy your time there, right?
Definitely. Philippines is beautiful.
That's good to hear. Crystal, can you give us a little background? When did you start to play tennis?
I started playing tennis when I was 9. I kind of grew up around tennis because my brother and sister loved it. They would always put the Australian Open on the TV and they were super passionate about it. So I always grew up watching tennis and they would always play wherever they could just for leisure. They would like hit on the road whenever they wanted. So I kind of watched that as I grew up and they are my role model to this day. And I picked up a racket. My sister took me to the Brixton Tennis Club, which is where I still train with the same coaches, and I've been there ever since.
You've started at what age again?
I was 9.
You're 9 years old. So now you're 17, right? It has been 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So why do you still want to play tennis?
I can't imagine doing anything else, to be honest. I live and breathe tennis. I love it. It's taught me so many things. It's given me the best memories. And I cherish every special moment that I've had on court. I honestly couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Okay, so when you said that you really couldn't imagine yourself doing anything else, would that mean that you want to, like, pursue a professional tennis career someday?
That's the end goal, yeah, definitely. I want to get onto the professional circuit, traveling, playing Grand Slams, that would be amazing.
Okay. So what are the tournaments that you have joined in, Crystal?
I've been playing for 8 years and I play a lot of tournaments. But the main ones would be when I travel around Australia to play like national championships and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to like everywhere in Australia and I come to the Philippines and play tournaments here whenever I'm here as well. Just to get as much experience on court as possible.
Okay, so you have a lot of these experiences playing in tournaments, right?
Yeah.
So what is the most memorable one for you?
Definitely in 2016 when I won the Australian Grass Court Championships in Adelaide. That was a nationals and it was really an upset win in the end. And I'll never forget that. That was the biggest thing that happened to me.
So when you said that it was like a big upset win, was it like during the first few rounds you weren't really doing well?
It was a good tournament overall, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went there with the intention of playing the best tennis that I could, just focusing round by round. I didn't really check the draw and things like that. I was seeded third and I ended up versing the first seed, a girl that I know really well, in the final, and it was a surprise for me, but my focus was to just play the best tennis that I could and I really did want to win. So.
Well, you did a good job on it and congratulations for that, Crystal. Let us know, how do you prepare yourself before you compete in the tournament?
I keep my training pretty much the same I spend a lot of time with my coach before a tournament on court, just making sure that I feel as comfortable as I can, and if I'm having a bit of difficulty with any of my strokes or ground strokes or volleys or anything, my coach is always there. He knows how to make sure that everything's working well. And so I go into the tournament with as much confidence in myself as possible. I spend a lot of time off court in the gym, doing a lot of running and things like that, just to make sure that my endurance and stamina are peaking. I put a lot of focus into my diet because I try to fuel my body with as much clean food as possible. And I also watch my sleep. I track my sleep.
Okay, so it's definitely hard work for you, Crystal.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your coach, by the way?
My coaches are John and Tate Roberts.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to say to them?
I'd like to say a massive thank you for always being there for me since day one and never leaving my side. Through all the ups and downs, they've seen all the ups and downs with me, and they're still here supporting me. So thank you so much.
All right, Crystal, because you told me that you've competed in the Philippines as well as in Australia, right? So where do you think is it easier to play? Back in the Philippines or here in Australia?
I play a lot of tennis in Australia and the level is really, really high. Like, there are so many good players. It's really hard to get your ranking up because you need to play the best tennis you can. I've only played a couple of tournaments in the Philippines, but the level is also really high. I have so much respect for the players here.
Both countries produce really competitive, you know, players in tennis, right?
Yeah. Both countries have so many players that have so much determination and commitment to the sport, and I really respect that.
Okay. So who is your most favorite tennis player?
My favorite tennis player is Agnieszka Radwanska from Poland. She actually retired last year, but she was top five in the world for a lot of her career. The reason being is because she's quite small and she doesn't hit the ball very hard, and that's something that I can relate to. But she wins through heart, she wins through speed, accuracy, and that's something I can really look up to.
Okay, so you kind of like found yourself in her as well, right?
Definitely, yeah. When I watch her, I learn a lot of things. She's a master.
Okay. We all know, Crystal, that females are known to be emotional people. And recently, I have these young players, young teen athletes, as a guest here in SBS Radio. And they told me how important it is, you know, to be mentally strong in playing tennis. Would you say that you are an emotional player?
I've been told by my coaches a lot that my strength is my mental game, and because I'm not a very big, strong player, I have to win through outsmarting my opponent. So being mentally strong and calm is so important for me when I play tennis. If I'm not calm, I'm not on my A game. I can't play as well as I can.
Okay, so it's good to know that you're actually mentally strong rather than being, you know, an emotional player.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Are there any hardships or struggles of being a female player in tennis that you have encountered so far?
Not really. I think every athlete has their thing. I've had an injury which was really, really hard for me. But every player goes through that at some stage in their career. And I just needed to work really hard to get back on court mentally and physically.
Okay. Let me know, or let us know as well, Crystal, who are your supporters that you think have helped you a lot to keep on going in this sport?
Definitely my family. I can't thank them enough. They've moved mountains to get me to where I am at the moment. My brother, who is my manager, he gets me into every tournament, watches every match I play without fail. My sister, who got me into tennis in the first place, who always supports me, does everything she can. My mom, the rest of my family, my coaches have always been by my side. So they are my biggest supporters.
Is there anyone else?
yeah, just everyone in my family, everyone's super supportive, my friends from tennis and from school, and my school side that I go to, they've accommodated my training and traveling so much and allow me to do my education as well as play tennis, which is amazing. I can't thank them enough.
So are you heading to uni as well, Crystal?
My goal is actually to pursue college in America.
Okay. So where exactly in America?
I'm looking at a few colleges at the moment, but I would really like to go to Cincinnati.
Okay, and what course would you like to take up?
I really want to do a double degree in sports psychology and physiotherapy, if possible.
Wow, very impressive. Crystal, what would be the most important lesson you learned in playing tennis that you want to impart to everyone else?
Never give up, I think, is definitely important. It's never over till it's over. Just believe in yourself. When I got injured last year, it really taught me to cherish every moment on court and never take it for granted, because it's the best sport in the world. And I just appreciate every moment on court now and cherish all those special moments that I have.
Okay, so we would like to say thank you, Crystal, for sharing your time with us today. And it was really nice, you know, talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.